If you want this clean 1 hour version, go to GAMMAKRUSH.ca.
Good evening. You're listening to Current Fantasy. The show brings you on a new, extended live off-the-floor modular and hardware synthesizer journey every week. It's like a warm blanket of analog goulash. That doesn't make any sense. I mean, am I even allowed to describe music with food references? I don't think I am. But I need some kind of tagline for the intro to the show. So, there it is. Sometimes the music gets like that as well. I still haven't decided what the best approach is to making the music I do for this show. Coming up with a new composition of sound every week definitely has me taking a different approach than I would if I was, say, recording this music for a standard release. When I record this stuff, I usually come at it two different ways. Starting from nothing and just seeing where it goes, or working up a few ideas before I record, and then just seeing where that takes me. I mean, releasing a new hour of music every week can come off like a near impossible task on paper. But somehow I've managed to do it for the last 85 weeks or so. It's a different mindset I have to get in to churn this stuff out. Different from performing live, as there's no one in front of me to react to. And different than normal composition in that it's totally in the moment. And once it happens, that's how it is. To be honest, the music side of it is the easiest part. I speak much better through music. Now, figuring out a topic to chat about before the music is the tough part. I've never been much of a writer or speaker. And sometimes, I wind up with an intro like this one. But, like the music, and most things in life, I'm just going to get it down, put it out there, and then move on to the next week. Enjoy the music tonight. I'm Jeff Haysalt, and I'm at the controls.
me, bro. I thought you was the sweetest, sweetest. Now my blood pressure is going off.
Thank you.
You're currently listening to Current Fantasy on Indie 101.5, 101.5 FM in Hamilton.
Thank you. What I tell you is good cake. You know, if people are still interested, you can always buy that. Number four. Explain why you think it's cool. If you're explaining something to someone, you know, the reason why you're doing it, either maybe you think it's super important or very, very interesting. And the more that you can convey that to someone, the more likely they are to remember it and kind of get some value from it. And you can do this in many ways. One way is just to show your, you know, enthusiasm for the subject. Another way is to show some examples of how it's relevant to their lives. So, for example, quantum physics, every time you turn on your phone, you're invoking the fundamental laws of the universe.